The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. You're listening to episode number 61, and I'm recording this on January 23rd, 2007. Well, this summer I spent a little bit of time in Washington, D.C., and I'm taking the dust off of some of the recordings from this summer. I'm just kind of getting around to doing some of the editing and putting things together. Got a lot of great audio. And one of the things that my wife and I did while we were in Washington was go down to Alexandria, Virginia, just a couple miles south of Washington, D.C., a great old city. George Washington himself actually plotted part of the city. A lot of the older buildings are there. And we had heard about a ghost tour that takes place in Alexandria. So we looked it up online and found the proper website and made reservations ahead of time for the Alexandria ghost tour. And it was amazing. We were there in June of 2006 and went on a ghost tour. Took roughly about an hour and went through different parts of Alexandria. And it was really about as much history as it was ghosts. There are so many incredible places, places where George Washington was or things that happened during the American Revolutionary War. And overall, it was a great tour, not just for the ghost part, but for the history part as well. So after our tour, we sat down and talked to our tour guide, Susanna, and asked a few questions about the tour. So here's our interview with Susanna of Alexandria Ghost Tours.
All right, well, we just got done with our Alexandria ghost tour, and I'm here with our guide from this evening, Susanna. And it was an awesome tour. If anybody's in Alexandria, I'd highly recommend it, and I'll have the link on the show notes. Can you tell us a little bit about what got you interested in being a tour guide for the ghost tour here in Alexandria?
Sure. Well, I was walking down King Street here in Old Town one night, and I saw some people in costume, you know, colonial garb, which I'm wearing now, and I thought, ooh, what are they up to? You know, so I asked them, they gave me the card, I came on the tour, and I just have an interest in the history of the area. You know, didn't know that much about it myself, having just moved here. And so, you know, I have an office job by day, and I wanted to explore history by night, and I enjoy taking people around on this tour. It's 6 blocks, it takes about an hour, it's a walking tour, it's all outdoors. I carry a lantern, and obviously I'm dressed as if I was in colonial days. And, you know, it's a mixture. This is the original ghost and graveyard tour, but there's a significant amount of history. You know, it's introducing you to the personalities of the town, founders, and sites at which they lived, and some of them, of course, those sites are still, you know, haunted or, you know, have folks residing there. But obviously, I've included a lot of cultural, you know, colonial day information because I find that very interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's lots of history with the, you know, where George Washington was laid in state, and all. I mean, that's, you know, incredible stuff as you're walking around, all the stuff that happened. You say at the beginning that some of it's a mixture of true things and some of it's kind of made up. Do you make up some, you don't have to tell me what's made up or what's not, but do you make some of it up? I mean, do you kind of write some of your own?
Well,
or do you just kind of hear them?
That's a good question. Really, the disclaimer at the beginning that I say this is a mixture of tall tales, true tales, and a significant amount of history is just so that, you know, I cannot prove to you any of the ghost stories or anything like that. Everything that I have told is something that I've heard from, you know, sort of word of mouth. It's known about this house, that this happened here, or some of it's documented. The Burning Bride, Laura Schaefer, oh, very famous.
You
know,
oh, really?
She's very well known in ghost, you know, paranormal circles, if you will. And that there were newspaper accounts of, you know, her death, and it's, you know, it's sort of documented, and the legend has continued. So I don't actually add anything, you know, that I've made up, but I do sort of have to throw in there that, you know, this is what people have told us. And I, you know, that's how a lot of history is passed around, you know.
Yeah.
This is word of mouth, and it goes down to the generations. So I don't feel like that's, you know, inconsistent or, you know, it's kind of typical, really.
Now, have you had anything paranormal happen on one of your tours?
Well, besides the 8th grade groups from across the country freaking out here and there, I haven't had anything extraordinary happen. I was in the cemetery one night behind the old Presbyterian meeting house with a group of students who were actually very attentive, so, you know, they were quiet, and we noticed something sort of undistinguishable white up in one of the tall windows where, as I understand it, there's nothing there. It's not like there's a balcony underneath. You know, it's a high window that nobody can reach except, you know, if you're on a very high ladder. And of course, this was dark at night, and the windows are dark. So the idea that there's something white up there, I mean, I don't know what it was. They were very intrigued, obviously. Mm. But nobody's messed with us, if you will. Yeah. I mean, no one's popped out.
No one, like, hides in the graveyard and, like, when you come around the corner or anything like that.
Well, the people do. But as I told you, the organ went off very randomly once. It was like Dracula's lyre. You know, it was crazy. But I will tell you that I've heard there's a lot more energy in homes. Graveyards, actually, you know, it's probably not going to have as much activity there because people lived and breathed and, you know, left their mark in the places that they lived, as opposed to where they were brought when they were mostly stone cold, except for the folks that were buried alive.
I like the graveyard story you told about the graves, the tombstones being used in the war and stuff. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, and people are still finding those, and like they're coming back to Alexandria.
I mean, I don't have stats. I don't sit there and check in the gravestones, but that's definitely what I've heard from one of the guys on the company that is more known in, you know, I'm sorry, well-versed in Civil War history. But certainly it's true they were carried into war. You know, absolutely. Which, to me, is amazing. Can you imagine hauling a tombstone off with you? But that's, you know, cannons. Yeah. Everything was heavier. There's just none of this light gear that we have today. So it blows my mind. But, yeah, that's true.
Wow. All right, well, thank you very much. And if anybody is in the D.C. area, it's definitely worth checking out. We did ours at 9 o'clock at night and very, you know, the atmosphere you're walking around at night and then candles and the streetlights and stuff, it was very good. So thank you very much, Susanna.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
And thanks again to Susanna from Alexandria Ghost Tours for that interview and a great tour. My wife and I enjoyed it a lot. And there's actually two different tours. The one that we went on was the Southern Tour, and there's also a Northern Tour. So if you go once and would like to do it again, just ask for the opposite of the one that you went on previous, and you'll get a completely different route and new stories and new experiences. And if you go to the website, which I've included as an external link on the show notes, you'll also find out that they do other tours. They do an Alexandria History Tour, a Holiday Lights of Washington Tour that's a seasonal one, an African-American history tour, and then also a women's tour of Washington. And they also have a link for field trips. So I know that many teachers out there may be taking trips to Washington with students this summer. Go ahead and check that out. I think that if you were in the area and you went down to Alexandria and you had, for example, an eighth grade class, or I know in the past I used to take juniors in high school to Washington, if you went down to Alexandria and did a field trip type tour or even the ghost tour, I think the students would get a lot out of that. So go ahead and keep that in mind. Once again, I'm recording this in January, but I actually took the tour in June, so make sure that you check with them on what type of seasonal tours they have and when they really get started for the summer. Thanks so much for listening to Speaking of History. As always, you can leave a comment on the blog at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or you can send me an email at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.